Chapter 15.
Happiness. 197. Living without enmity amongst those who hate, we live very happily, free of this sickness, amongst those who hate. 198. Living without sickness among those who endure sickness, we live very happily, free of sickness, among those who are sick. Note. Beings become sick due to the five poisons. There are also many other more subtle poisons which can make us sick. When we are sick, we are incapacitated, full of self-concern and anxiety. To be free of this and to live in health is to be free of ignorance, attachment, and craving.
199. Living without longing amongst those who experience longing, we live very happily free of longing amongst those who long. Note. Longing is the opposite of contentment. To long for something is to be displaced from where one is and from what is currently available. Longing indicates something is missing. The longing subject hopes for an object that can complete it and bring it happiness. However, the happiness referred to in this verse is not dependent on the uncertainties of finding the right object. It is the happiness which is revealed when the mind relaxes its grasping and finds contentment in mindful presence. 200. Having nothing at all, we live happily. Like the radiant gods, our food is happiness. 201. Victory creates enemies. Defeat makes people miserable. Dispensing with both victory and defeat, we will live happily in peace. 202. There is no fire like desire. There is no disturbance between people like fierce anger. There is no suffering like that of the aggregates. There is no bliss higher than the peace of Nirvana. Note, the aggregates are the five component factors which constitute sentient beings. Form, feeling, perception, propensities or associative constructions, and consciousness. 203. Hunger is the worst disease. Propensities are the greatest sorrow. If one sees that this is truly how it is, Nirvana is the supreme happiness. Note, propensities are the organizing attitudes which feed the ripening of full consciousness of an event. Incorporating memories, feelings, and thoughts, they compound the potential of the event into a sense of something definite. 204. Health is the most precious possession. Contentment is true wealth. A reliable friend is the best relation. Nirvana is the highest bliss. 205. Having tasted the flavour of complete solitude and the flavour of peace, one imbibes the flavour of the bliss of Dharma and becomes free of fear and sin. 206. It is good to see the holy ones, for their pure friendliness is always a source of bliss. If one can avoid seeing fools, then one will always be blissful. 207. If one keeps the company of fools, one will suffer for a long time. Foolish people are like the enemy, and so making friends with them will bring only sorrow. The steadfast are like close relatives. Meeting with them is pleasurable. 208. Thus, those who are heedful, wise, learned, stable in morality, diligent and noble, should follow the intelligent holy ones, just as the moon follows the path of the stars.